Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer. Have you ever felt like that inner critic is running a marathon in your head? You know, the one that screams not good enough at every turn, holding you back from trying new things or just, you know, living your life to the fullest. Well, today we're tackling that beast head on. Perfectionism. Because honey, it's time to ditch the impossible standards and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. We all crave that feeling of accomplishment, right? But sometimes our desire for flawlessness becomes a roadblock. We spend so much time striving for an unattainable ideal that we forget to actually enjoy the journey. Perfectionism can sneak into every aspect of our lives, from work and relationships to hobbies and self-care. Ever felt paralyzed by the fear of messing up a project? Or canceled plans because you didn't feel presentable enough? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Perfection is an illusion. There's no finish line, no magical state of being where everything is perfect and problems disappear. Life is a messy, beautiful tapestry woven with both triumphs and stumbles. And guess what? Those stumbles are part of the magic. So how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? Let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you start living a more authentic, joyful life. 1. Redefine success. It's time to ditch the outdated notion that success is solely about achieving flawlessness. Success is about progress, not perfection. Celebrate your small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks and failures. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That negative voice in your head? Yeah, that's just fear disguised as helpful advice. Learn to recognize those thought patterns and challenge them with positive affirmations. Replace "I'm not good enough" with "I'm learning and growing every day." 3. Embrace imperfection. This is a game changer. Let go of the need for everything to be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes, to have days where you feel less than stellar. In fact, embracing imperfection makes us more human, more relatable, and ultimately, more free. 4. Focus on the process. Get caught up in the journey. Instead of fixating on the end result, savor each step along the way. Find joy in the learning process, the creative exploration, the challenges that help you grow. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be your own best friend. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a loved one struggling. Acknowledge your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and forgive yourself for imperfections. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Think about that time you were putting together a piece of furniture, right? You know, those IKEA nightmares where the instructions look like ancient hieroglyphics and every screw seems to have a mind of its own. You probably felt frustrated at times, maybe even wanted to throw in the towel. But guess what? You kept going. And eventually you finished that bookcase or whatever masterpiece you created. And you know what? It wasn't perfect. There might be a slightly wonky shelf or a screw sticking out just a tad. But hey, it's yours. It represents your effort, your persistence, and the joy of bringing something new into your life. That's the power of embracing imperfection. It allows us to learn, grow, and celebrate our unique journeys. So let's ditch those impossible standards, give ourselves permission to stumble, and enjoy the messy, beautiful ride of life. We've covered a lot today. Challenging that inner critic, redefining success, and most importantly, learning to love the imperfections that make us uniquely human. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and your journey is yours to create. So go out there, embrace the mess, and shine your light. And before you go, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of imperfection embracing inspiration. Leave a review on your podcast app and let me know what resonates with you most. Let's keep the conversation going and spread the love for authenticity. Until next time, remember, you are enough just as you are.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.